Welcome back to Marvel Shawarma. This is a
comedy
podcast
loosely
based
on
the
Marvel
Cinematic
Universe.
And we say loosely because we're not always going to get everything right. And in a way, that's not the point of this podcast. Okay, right off the bat, we want to start with a shout out to
our good friend Person.
Possibly our only fan. Our after 5 episodes, we're up to a grand total of
28 listeners. Oh my god.
And we had a comment up there where someone had written, "It's like garbage for your ears," and somebody else liked that comment, so we wanted to give a shout out to the person who liked the comment that said, "Our podcast is like garbage for your ears."
Because that's exactly what we're aiming for, like maximum ear garbage here. Yeah,
that's basically our tag.
Yeah.
Marvel Shawarma, it's garbage for your ears.
Yeah.
All right.
We should put that on the sign.
Yeah. Speaking of garbage, we're going to do our usual first segment where we explore some episode titles that we would never do on this podcast, episodes that we would never do. So the first one we have is "I Am Groot, More Like I Am Garbage." I mean, let's be honest. Groot is such a bizarre character. He's a tree-like creature, a humanoid tree that can only say I and am and Groot.
In that order.
What's the point?
Okay, but I can't join in this conversation because Groot is genuinely an adorable little being and I can't put him down in any way.
Yeah, but he is a garbage bean and he should be thrown down the garbage chute or sent to Sakaar to live with the Grandmaster.
That would be hilarious. Thor and Tree.
Together again. All right, so what's our next?
One idea that we had was that we should discuss, should raccoons become known as trash pandas from now on? As you can tell, we're on a little bit of a Guardians of the Galaxy kick here, but
yeah, it's Guardians of the Galaxy week here. Why would we do an episode on changing the name of raccoons to trash pandas?
Because raccoons are just like a dumb name right there. Like double vowels? No. Double vowels, double consonants, they don't go together. Thanks. So, yeah. Trash pandas are obviously a so much more realistic,
more
grounded name. Yeah.
It's more descriptive, really.
It's elegant. I think that's all we have to say about it.
Nothing says hoity-toity like trash panda.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Our next episode title, which we would never do, is "What Happens When Scarlet Witch Sneezes?" And the reason why we thought maybe explore that question, but ultimately decided not to, is Scarlet Witch is obviously very powerful, and one can only imagine giant red lightning bolts or whatever shooting out of her nostrils and possibly leveling half of New York City or
maybe the entire planet, mm-hmm. You know.
So maybe Marvel should write another trilogy where the end gesture is not a snap, but a sneeze.
Oh my god. We need to sell that to the producers. We can make money off of that.
That's right. And our final
idea was that the Ancient One protected our reality because of her baldness. I think that's a sign of strength among many warriors. That hair doesn't get in their way. I think it's important.
Well, and I think it's even simpler than that. If you need an explanation for something, because you're bald.
Yeah, especially when talking to a bald person. If somebody actually has hair, say it's because they're not bald.
Yeah. How did the Ancient One figure out how to use the Time Stone?
Because she's bald.
How did the Ancient One know that Doctor Strange was going to be coming to her?
Because she's bald.
How did the Ancient One figure out that she should actually give the Time Stone to Bruce Banner?
Okay, that one was just because she's smart, but also there may have been a tiny bit of baldness in there.
Exactly. So you get the gist.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time to move on to our usual second segment of the podcast where we act out a role-playing scenario. And what we're going to do this week is Hawkeye enters an archery contest. And so this will be Leonor as Hawkeye speaking to me, the sign-up guy at the archery contest who checks everybody in. And they have a little conversation about life.
A little conversation.
A little convo. Role playing, take one. Hello, sir. Why are you knocking on my tabletop?
Just wanted to get your attention. I'm here to sign in for the archery competition.
Oh, you know, the archery competition was last week. This week, it's a hot dog eating competition, and I actually have a really upset stomach, so I gotta go. Bye.
Tatari Stump! Role-playing take two.
Oh, hello. Why are you knocking on my table?
I just wanted to get your attention. I'm here to sign up for the archery competition today.
I'm not sure why you thought I wasn't paying attention to you. I was staring at you for the entire time that you got out of your car and were walking up to this table.
Oh, well, you might have recognized me. I'm Hawkeye.
Oh, so you're here to sign up for the competition?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is Hawkeye your first name or your last name?
My first name is Clint and my last name is Barton, but many people call me Hawkeye.
Okay, well, this is an officially approved archery competition by the American Archers Archery Association, so we're going to need you to use your real name.
Okay, but do you know who I am?
I'm not sure whether I should be calling you Mr. I or Mr. Barton at this point.
No, you heard of me. I'm from the Avengers.
Oh, are you the guy that ate too much blueberry pie at last year's archery competition and threw up in his quiver before you even got started?
Okay, listen here. Just because I like blueberry pie doesn't mean I should be discriminated against for something that happened last year. Do you have any idea how many times I've saved the world in the past year?
None?
That hurts. That really hurts.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to have you fired.
Go right ahead. I actually really hate this job. And I do it for free anyway.
Oh. Well, I'll pay you to pay attention.
And if anyone vomits on the range, I have to clean it up. Yeah, so I've never heard of you before. Now, you said your name was Clint Barton. Is that Clint with a K?
Did you ever go to school, or are you just making this up to tease me?
I'm sorry, sir. I've never heard of you before.
Listen, my entire family was killed, and the same thing that killed them shaved away part of my hair. I was suffering from hair loss, and I tried to...
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me you were bald? Come right in.
I'm not bald. I shaved the sides of my head.
It still counts. If... Anyone who's the bylaws of the American Archers Archery Association say that baldness gives someone immediate entry into the competition. Welcome and have a good bow twang. Okay, well, that concludes episode 6 of I had marbles while I was trying to say Marvel.
you lost your marbles, more like.
Yeah, I did. So that concludes episode 6 of Marvel Shwarma. Thanks for listening.
I'm Leonor.
I'm Matt.
And tune in the next time you decide to listen to this, which, per usual, maybe never.
Great timing.